Sports Central. AFL.
Where our very good friend Jason Bennett is calling all the action tonight in the women's game. The Doggies taking on the Dockers. G'day, Jace.
Hey, Kev. How are you?
Good. How'd you feel about being part of history last night?
Well, it was pretty special, wasn't it? I mean, we use the phrase unforgettable, something you'll always remember. We use that a lot in life, but last night was legitimately one of those times. I reckon if I live to be 100, help us all, I won't forget last night. It was pretty amazing. I think in 5, 10, 15, 20 years' time, there'll probably be about 60,000 people that said they were there last night. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, they very well could have been. Seeing they locked them in. Now, I don't reckon anyone saw that one coming. Not the fact that there was going to be 24,000 people there.
No, look, I was thinking I was honestly thinking 17 to maybe even 20.
Yep.
We'd heard sort of anecdotal evidence that, for example, there were 3 busloads of women footballers coming down from Mildura that decided, you know, we just want to be there and be there on the night and be there for that piece of history. So I was sort of thinking there might be in the high teens, but yeah, certainly not. I mean, there was 24 and a half plus whatever was left outside. So, you know, let's say 26, 27,000. It was a fantastic atmosphere, and Princes Park hasn't rocked like that for 20 years.
No, and you can actually feel that through the telly, which was really good. One of the good things about last night was you did get that sense of that through the television last night. Did the game tick all the boxes for you?
Yeah, look, it's women's footy is different to men's footy, and the more you watch it, the more you come to appreciate the differences. And the ferocity and the intensity is the thing that grabs everybody straight away. They just go, wow, these girls really crack in. This is unbelievable. And so that in itself makes it very entertaining. The skill side of the game is something that will improve. Let's bear in mind these girls are semi-professional now,
yep,
and they've still got full-time jobs. So they're effectively the equivalent of, let's say, a 17-year-old male coming into the AFL system and just starting on their football journey. They've had 3 months of, and it's not even full-time training that they've had, they've had 3 months of part-time training, limited hours a week, 9 hours I think it is, they're allowed contact time with the clubs. So over time, the skills will come. The most important part is the ferocity, the intensity is there,
yep,
and the skill side will build around it. And the great thing about the talent pool is that all the girls that are going through this intense 3 months boot camp is basically what they've been on. They'll now go back after the AFL women's season is done to their local clubs, and they'll disseminate that knowledge and that information. And so the talent pool will grow really quickly because you've got 200 women that are now going to spread far and wide around the country and spread the message and spread what they've learned.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And the one thing you can't manufacture in any way is the passion. And they play with a passion that is to be, thoroughly and utterly enjoyed.
It's infectious, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You saw how much it meant to them last night. And it wasn't just last night that they play like that either. If you've seen any of the All-Star games the last couple of years, but even if you go down to I was at the Collingwood Bulldogs practice match a week ago.
Yep.
And it was just as intense. There was a huge blue 100 metres off the ball. I mean, they take no prisoners. It's entertaining to watch. It's old school in many senses. It's a lot of one-on-one contest, which we like.
Yep.
And the other thing I really like about it, Kev, is, and we've said this before, you and I have just talked on the show, is the best thing sport's got going for it is unpredictability.
Yep.
And women's footy is unpredictable. We saw last night decisions being made in the heat of battle that were raw and probably incorrect, but it makes for exciting footy. Someone will grab the ball on the wing and square it up with a chip kick into the middle of the ground to a 3-on-1 against, and suddenly everything goes out the window and who knows what's going to happen next. Look, in the men's game, the level of sophistication around, you know, the full-time coaching and the defensive nature of the game means that a lot of that unpredictability that we loved about footy in the 80s, it started to fade in the 90s, it's gone out of men's footy now. So much of what happens in men's footy is totally predictable, totally coached for, and it's just a basic skill error that costs the team a goal. In women's footy, it's still so raw. I love that. And I hope that in the years to come, and having had conversations with all the coaches around the league, they all agree that even as they start to become, you know, potentially full-time athletes down the track and the level of sophistication increases, let's hope the unpredictability stays, because that is what is so exciting to watch.
Absolutely, and we mentioned people voted with their feet getting there, and you know, 24,000 in the park, and 1,000 or 1,500 outside the park at one stage. The national television audience was just under 900,000, and the Melbourne metropolitan audience was 424,000. They're terrific figures. They are great figures. Seven would be delighted with that.
Yeah, they would, and the AFL too. And look, we know that it's the first night. There are a lot of theatre-goers, and those sort of numbers, you know, won't be the norm every night.
Yep.
And it'd be unreasonable and unrealistic to expect they would be. It's a long-term game. that the AFL and women's footy are playing here. And we need to find an equilibrium for the sport, find out where it sits over time. And, you know, you can't judge it rightly or wrongly by a night or even two nights or probably even this season. The long-term test is once the once it becomes normalised, this is the norm now, it happens all the time, that's going to be where we find women's footy. That's where we're going to work out, you know, its commercial level and its, you know, the overall size and shape of it is going to come sort of down the track. But, yeah, certainly as a first-up sampler, it was amazing. And I think the girls put on a fantastic show. I really enjoyed the game.
Yeah, no, so did I. I thought it was terrific to watch. And as I said, the tapping into the passion and you know, what it meant to them was the thing that probably got to me the most out of the whole game. I mean, as you mentioned, the skill level and all those things will all get better as it goes along. As Eddie said in the doco that was on after it, this isn't about, you know, the next 20 minutes. It's about the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years of building this game. It's not about what you might see tonight.
Exactly. Look, and you know, for those that are bemoan, oh, it's such a low-scoring game. It's funny though, isn't it? Collingwood kicked one goal for the night, and you might say if that was a men's game, you'd go, "Oh my goodness, that was the worst game I've ever seen." But in women's footy, as I said, it's such a different style of football that is that intensity and that unpredictability that it's going to start off as a lower-scoring game to begin with for the next couple of years. Who knows? But that's okay because the style and nature of the game is this sort of in-close hand-to-hand combat, where someone suddenly busts free and kicks a goal, almost soccer-like in a way, in the way the scoring is. And it doesn't mean it's any less exciting. It just means you have to get your head around that it's a different style of contest. And if we think back to round one of 1897, so the first ever round of VFL men's football, the average score that round was 33 points. And look where we've come to now. I mean, that's what's going to happen over time. It will evolve like men's football evolves, and we'll go through periods where we have high scores, and then we'll go through periods where there's low scores, and there'll be periods where we talk about, oh, we've got to change the rules. All the usual life cycles we have in men's footy will exist in women's footy. We'll have big game blowouts, and we'll have tight games, and all the usual variables that we love about the game will naturally evolve here as well.
Yeah. Hey, Jason, is it a hard game to call?
Yes and no. I mean, it's obviously difficult not having the same osmosis that you have with men's footy, where it's just around you all the time and you can't help but sort of pick up bits and pieces along the way. So, for example, obviously, I could go to any men's AFL game and just walk up to the MCG with no notice whatsoever, walk up to the commentary box and commentate the game. I know all the players, I know all their backstories, I know enough about it to be able to do that. Obviously, here, a lot more research and preparation required. You've got to go through the process of studying all these girls, doing the research, finding out their backstories and where they've come from and the journey that they've been on. And then, obviously, beyond all of that, you've got to learn their name, their number, memorise their face. That's the bit that everyone always forgets. Everyone thinks, oh, well, as long as you learn the numbers, well, 70% of the time you can't see the number. You need to know their face. When they stick their head up out of a pack and they've got the ball, you need to be able to identify them instantly. So the fact that we've got eight teams and about 200 players and you've got to sort of learn them all at once, that's sort of a bit of an information overload. So, yeah, that side of it's challenging. But Nigel Carmody, who calls the games for me with me on Seven, also does the VFL, as you know.
Yep.
So having done the VFL now together for a couple of years, we're well used to calling players that we haven't ever seen before or haven't seen much of before. And it is a skill, like everything. You get better at it the more you practice it. So, yeah, last night, for example, I don't know, there were, 32 players on the field. Probably at the first bounce I'd seen, I don't know, probably 20 of them I'd never seen before in my life. But again, the art and the skill of it is to do your homework so that that doesn't become apparent to people when you're calling the game. You don't want people to know that that's the case. It's just you and me talking here, right? We're not on air.
No.
Yeah, good. Okay, well, that's our little secret.
No, did a great job because that's why I asked you why it was hard to call, because I know you know, 10 of them could walk past you in the street and you wouldn't know who they were, neither would I, neither would anybody. So they're completely unknown. And the way that the style of play is that they are very much in and under and sort of all over each other. So it's you did a really good job. Congratulations on it, mate.
Thanks,
well done.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's a great challenge. I really like it. It's a good test of your craft as a commentator. And, you know, really looking forward to backing up and going again tonight.
And it should be a beauty tonight. I'm told the Dockers are a very strong team and the Doggies aren't exactly too shabby either.
Funny, isn't it? The start of a new competition, it's such a unique thing when, you know, people say these two are the premiership favourites. And you go, how do you know that? How does anyone know that? Like, we haven't seen him play. You know, like, I saw Collingwood and the Bulldogs last week, as I said, and it was an arm wrestle. There was nothing between them. So, who knows? That's part of the excitement and the interest in this competition. For all we know, Carlton may not win another game and Collingwood could win the premiership in 7 or 8 weeks' time. It's all going to evolve and it's going to be very much a case of which teams learn and adapt fastest. You know, coaching and tactics and strategy are really going to come into it a lot here. What did Collingwood take away from last night? How quickly can they change things around and rectify some of their problems? And every other team now will be looking at what Carlton did last night and they'll be better prepared to face them. So you're coming off zero knowledge base with all these teams. And I'm talking about the other clubs scouting each other. So as the weeks go by, the scouting will get a little bit more sophisticated and they'll be able to start to actually plan for what the opposition's going to do. At the moment, it's very much a case of, look, we're just going to go out and play our way. The other team will play their way. And at the end of the day, we'll see who wins. So the knowledge and sophistication of scouting and tactics is going to come into play. And for the players themselves, let's bear in mind someone like a Melana Hope, who's now, you know, facing scrutiny that she's never had before. At Clubland, she goes out and does her thing and kicks goals week after week, and you might get to play her once or twice a season, and that's it. Now every other club and every other player is looking at her, how she plays, and they're now starting to dissect their game. How do we take her apart? And that's a whole different new experience for all these players. They've never had that before.
Yeah, and it must be, they all said the same thing last night in all the interviews I saw. It was all about the dream come true, and I can imagine that's exactly what it was like for them. Well done, Jace. Good calling tonight and for the rest of the AFLW season and obviously into the VFL and the AFL as that transpires. Thanks for your time today.
Mate, I appreciate it. Thank you. And you're spot on. It is all about just giving our future generations of girls exactly the same opportunity that the future generations of boys get. Everyone should have the chance to chase their dreams, and this does that.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you. Jason Bennett joining us there from Channel 7. Be calling the game tonight between the Doggies and the Dockers. And just off the SMS, I live across the road from the from Theverton Oval where the Crows are playing GWS shortly. Another lockout is on the cards. 11 to 12,000, says Craig off the SMS. Good on you, Craig.